Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students. Useful language for everyday situations. First part of our review. Part 1. Saying hello and greetings. What do you say to people you know when you meet? Hello, hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you? How are you? I'm very well, thank you. And you? I'm okay, thank you. Not bad, thanks. Not too well, so-so. What do you say when you have to introduce people? You say, this is my friend Maria, and this is Pito. And then they say, nice to meet you too. Right? When you meet people, first you say hello or good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Then you say your name. My name is, but your name in the formal context is the two words, the first name and the family name. Okay? So you say, my name is Maria Jimenez. And then you say, nice to meet you. And then the person says, nice to meet you too. My name is Lola Flores. Whatever. Okay? Nice to meet you or glad to meet you is also possible. And what do you say for a goodbye? You say goodbye, bye, bye-bye, see you next week, see you later. See you on Monday then. Have a nice weekend. Have a nice day. And then for children, you say, see you later, alligator. And then the child replies, in a while, crocodile. Well, croco. Croco is difficult for children. They say cocodrile. They mix it up. They mix it up. Okay, then how do you say thank you? Thank you very much. Very, very. Thank you very much. More informally, thanks. Thank you so much. You have to stress so. You have to say, thank you so much. Or, I'm really grateful. I appreciate. Thanks. And then, what do you reply? If somebody says, thank you, you say, you're welcome. You're welcome. Not at all. Not at all. Or, it's okay. It's okay. This is more informal. Okay? What do you say to congratulate people? You say, congratulations. For instance, I am going to get married. I am going to get married. And then you say, congratulations. Or somebody says, today is my birthday. And you say, happy birthday. Or on New Year's Eve, when the clock strikes 12, when the clock strikes midnight, you say, happy New Year, and you kiss, okay? Wishing well. If somebody is ill, you can say, get well soon. Que te mejores. Get well soon. Or don't worry, it'll pass. It'll pass. Or if somebody is going to take an exam, you can say, good luck, good luck. Or best of luck, best of luck. Or if somebody's going to go on a trip, if somebody's going to travel, if somebody's going to go on a trip, you say, have a wonderful trip, have a wonderful trip. Or have a wonderful flight, flight, have a wonderful flight. F-L-I-G-H-T. F-L-I-G-H-T. Then invitations, or when you want to offer something, would you like, would you. Not do you. Do you like is for likes and dislikes. This is for invitations. Would you like a coffee, for instance? You are offering this. Or you are inviting the person to this. So, would you like more coffee? Would you like more coffee? Or would you like a drink? Would you like a drink? Would you? Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to eat? And then, with a verb, would you like to do something? Would you? With the infinitive. Do you? With the gerund, but would you? With the infinitive. Would you like to come to the cinema with us? Or would you like to see the house? When you have guests, when people come to your house, when you have guests, you are the host and you say, would you like to see the house? Or at a restaurant, you say, the waiter or the waitress, would you like to order now? They are inviting you to order. To order is not ordenar, it's pedir. Okay, hacer un encargo. Would you like to order now? Then, what language do you need if you want to offer your help or offer your assistance? Well, you can say, can I help you? For instance, if you are a shop assistant and a customer comes, you say, can I help you? But also in other situations, right? This is just to offer your help. Can I help you? Do you need help? Do you need help? Do you need help with your bags? Do you need help with your bags? And then another way to offer your assistance, your help, is when you offer yourself to do something. You say, shall I open the window? This means, shall I open the window for all of you, for everybody here? Okay. Shall I close the door? Remember, shall I close the door? Then what can you say if you want to apologize? If you want to apologize, you say sorry. Or you say, I'm sorry. Okay? For instance, I'm sorry, I can't go to your party. I'm sorry, I can't go to your party. Or for instance, if you step on somebody's foot, you say, sorry, did it hurt? Te ha dolido in the past, okay? Sorry, did it hurt? Sorry, did it hurt? You can also say, whoops. Whoops. Okay, and another, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. Could you say that again? I'm sorry. I didn't understand. Could you say that again? But if you are going to interrupt, if you haven't hurt that person, it's just that you are going to interrupt the person, you say, excuse me, excuse me. So for instance, when you are a tourist, you always say, excuse me, when you want to ask something to people in the street, okay? Also, when you are in a shop, okay, and you're looking for the shop assistant, you say, excuse me, I am looking for, or whatever, okay? So, sorry is like very emotional, okay? Sorry is very, and excuse me is very neutral. Excuse me, what's the way to the station? Excuse me, what's the way to the station? You can also say, excuse me, can I ask you a question? Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Another, excuse me, could you speak more slowly? I'm learning English. Excuse me, could you speak more slowly? I'm learning English. Then, what can you say if you want to ask for help or ask somebody to do you a favor? Well, you can say, can you turn down the volume, please? It's too loud. Can you turn down the volume, please? Volume. It's too loud. Or can you turn up the volume, please? I can't hear. Can you turn up the volume, please? I can't hear. You can also use will you? Will you help me, please? Will you help me, please? And then you can also say, can you help me? Can you help me, please? I'm looking for a pair of sports shoes. Can you help me, please? I'm looking for a pair of sports shoes. Or, can you help me, please? I'm looking for a pair of trousers. Can you help me, please? I'm looking for a pair of trousers. What can you say if you want to make a proposal? Well, you can use let's. Let's is for enthusiastic proposals. It's very informal. So, let's go. Let's go. Let's call Juan. Let's call Juan. Let's invite Maria. Let's start. Let's go to the cinema. You know, it's a very informal and happy proposal, okay? Then you can be more neutral. You can say, we could go to the cinema. We could go to the theater. We could visit Aunt Laura. You can also say, more informally, we can go to the Prado Museum this evening. Well, this afternoon. We can go to the cinema later on. And you can also make a proposal with a question, with shall we, only shall we, okay? Shall we buy Maria a present? Shall we buy Maria a present? Shall we take Pixie home? Shall we take Pixie home? This is a way to make a proposal, okay? You're saying, we can do this. We can take Pixie home. We can buy Mary a present. Now, giving instructions, using the imperative, we can use have to, the modal for obligation, but this is just with imperatives. For example, giving directions. If somebody asks you, where is the airport? Or what's the way to the airport? Or how can I get to the airport from here or from Seoul? Then the reply is with a verb in the imperative. You say, go straight on, turn left, and take the 125 bus to the airport. Go straight on, turn left, and take the 125 bus to the airport. The imperative is from to go, go, from to be. And the negative imperative is don't go, don't speak, don't do that. The difference with the present is that the imperative doesn't take the subject. There is no subject, okay? Rules and paperwork at schools and hospitals, for instance. Turn off your mobile phones, please. Turn off your mobile phones, please. Esta se traduce en español por se ruega apagar los móviles. En inglés es imperative and please, okay? On the airplane, fasten your seat belts. There is a red light and it says fasten your seat belts. In class, don't speak now, please. Don't speak now, please. Or silence, please. But that's not an imperative. Silence is a name, okay? Traffic signs, for instance, traffic signs. Stop. At hotels and banks, sign here, please. This is very important, right? You have it in your dialogues. Sign here, please. Or, can you sign here, please? That's a request. Sign here, please. Then at schools, for instance, or universities, fill in this form. Fill in this form. Or now, the US American phrasal verb is more popular also in Britain. And now they are starting to say, fill out this form, please. Fill out this form, please. We can say this with an imperative, like an instruction, or we can say this as a request, como petición, as a request. So we can say, can you sign here, please? Can you sign here, please? It's nicer. Or, could you turn off your mobile phones? Could you turn off your mobile phones? We also use the imperative form of the verbs with recipes. with recipes, when you cook, when you have a recipe. For instance, take two pieces of bread. Take two pieces of bread. Spread the butter. Spread the butter. Add the ham and the cheese. Add the ham and the cheese. Voila! Eat your sandwich. Voila! That's French. Eat your sandwich. Asking for permission. Remember, can with please is for requests, for asking for things and services and information. And can on its own is for permission. When you ask for permission, you don't say please. Here, well, could is only for requests. It's very nice and polite. Could you turn off your mobile? Whatever, okay? Could you say that again? But now we're going to see can for permission. Can I try this on? Can I try this on? Or can I try it on? Can I try it on? Try it on. One word, okay. Try it on. Can I turn on my mobile phone? Can I turn on my mobile phone? And then when they say yes, say thank you, okay? May is not very common nowadays. The most polite modal is could. Could is, could I have something? That's the best option, the most democratic option and the most polite. But there are two sentences where we use may. May I use your phone? May I use your phone? But you can also say, can I use your phone? Or can I park here? Can I park here? Or this is very typical in hotels. May I borrow your pen? May I borrow your pen? Or can I leave now? Can I leave now? Okay, talking about skills or abilities, I forgot to include can't. Okay, but you've got it in your textbooks, I suppose. Can you cook? Can you cook? Or do you know how to cook? Do you know how to cook? So if they say, can you cook? You say, yes, I can cook. Or the short answer, yes, I can. Or, yes, I'm a very good cook. Yes, I'm a very good cook. Remember, my mother's a very good cook? Well then, can you sing? Can you sing? Or, do you know how to sing? Do you know how to sing? And then, can you sing? No, I can't. Can you sing? No, I can't sing. Or, can you sing? No, I'm a very bad singer. I'm a very bad singer. Another way to find out information about people's skills or abilities is, are you good at languages? Are you good at languages? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Or, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Or, so-so. Or, it depends. It depends. Are you good at languages? It depends. Are you good at speaking English? We use ing because at is a preposition, okay? Are you good at speaking English? Are you good at speaking English? Definitely, I'm really good. Definitely, I'm really good. Are you good at speaking English? So-so. If you are shy, you can say so-so. I am learning, I am learning. You cannot say, no, I'm not good at speaking English. I'm a martyr. Okay, requests, peticiones, asking for things and services, ordering. Ordering means pedir, not ordenar. The universal sentence for requests is, could I have, could I have, could I have? Is perfect for everything, for restaurants, for shops, for museums, for the cinema. Could I have is your way to ask for something, okay? Could I have is the most polite. You can also use can, but then you need please, okay? Because can is a little bit informal, so you need to say please. Can I have whatever, please, at the clothes shop? What do you say when you walk into a clothes shop? What can you say? You can say, I'm looking for a pair of trousers. I'm looking for a pair of trousers. Or you can say, I need a jacket. I need a jacket. In restaurants and pubs or bars, pubs is in Britain and bars is in the United States, you ask for something with could I have or with I'd like. I'd like. I would like, okay? I'd like. I'd like coffee, please. I'd like coffee, please. Or could I have a coffee? Could I have a coffee? Or can I have a coffee, please? Can I have a coffee, please? And then when you study the modal will, you will learn that I'll have a coffee is what we say spontaneously when they ask us, what would you like to have? If it is a spontaneous decision, you say, I'll have a coffee. But then you have to say, please, okay? I'll have a coffee, please. Okay, that's another possibility. Then at a hotel, we usually say, can I have or could I have, okay? Can I have a double room with ensuite bathroom, please? Can I have a double room with ensuite bathroom, please? Ensuite is French, too. And then, can you wake me up at 8 in the morning? Can you wake me up at 8 in the morning or in the evening? Okay, in the morning or a.m. Can I have my key, please? When the receptionist tells you, here's your key, okay? If the receptionist doesn't say, here's your key, you have to say, can I have my key, please? Can I have my key, please? You can also use I'd like. I'd like a single room with views to the park. I'd like a single room with views to the park. And then in a polite letter, you can ask for information also with could you. Could you send me some information about your hotel, for instance? Could you send me some information about your hotel and about transport in the area, you know? Then asking for information, what's? Well, this is a big one. So I'm going to record it in the second part of this episode, okay? Have a nice day.